grapefruit.
All right. What are little red vegetables that are peppery? What are they called?
Radish.
All right. What's the round thing on leafy plants stalked in the garden?
Turnips.
No, they're used as a red vegetable. You make ketchup out of them. Used for salads. Red.
The vegetables are red.
Yeah, it's a red vegetable. I would say so.
I don't know the red vegetables are beet.
Well, this one's round, and it grows on a leafy plant that's stalked up in
not
the garden.
Not a carrot.
No, not a carrot.
Not a radish.
No. You use them in salads. They'd be invaluable in salads.
Tomatoes.
All right, fine. Now, what do you call the tiny ones?
The tiny tomatoes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call those? They do have a particular name.
They do, because my sister raises them, but I can't think of
them. Yeah, my husband grows them. I never heard them.
My sister grows them.
How about thinking for just a moment. Have you ever heard them? Okay. How about... You haven't ever heard them called cherry tomatoes?
No, I haven't.
Haven't you? I think that's what my husband calls them. Okay. Along with your meat, you might have a baked what?
Ham?
Well, as a vegetable. You might have a baked
potato.
What? All right, fine. What are some of the potatoes that you think of?
Sweet potatoes, white potatoes.
All right. What kind of potatoes do have yellow meat?
Well, there's two kinds of sweet potatoes.
All right.
There's one they call a Puerto Rican potato. It has yellow meat.
Okay, fine. What do you call yams?
Well, most people call all kinds of sweet potato yams.
Yellow
yam, white yam.
I see. Mm-hmm. So that would be another general name, huh?
That's right.
All right, fine. Something that has a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes. All right, fine. Mm-hmm. The little fresh ones, what do you call those?
Shallots.
Good. Okay. What are some of the vegetables you use for a good soup? When, you know, if you're going to make a vegetable soup or a gumbo.
Well, you use a lot of different kinds of vegetables. I guess you can put all kinds of vegetables in.
Is there any special one that you think you ought to have for a vegetable soup or a gumbo?
I know you would need... Well, I just said when I make soup, put everything in my okra.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. If you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and what?
Rot.
Okay, and what do you call that when they get tiny?
Shrizzle up.
That's fine, great. Okay. What do you call the kind of a vegetable that comes in large leafy heads? You know, you might have it with ham or something like that.
Vegetables with large leaves.
Mm-hmm, with a lot of leaves on it.
Collards, cabbage.
Okay, fine. If you have some very large ones,